Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, December 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
A new era in polymer chemistry, achieving unprecedented control in terpolymerization. A new study introduces an innovative catalytic system for the synthesis of sequence-controlled polythioester amide using a dual catalytic approach. By manipulating catalyst combinations, researchers achieve precise control over polymer microstructures, including gradient, statistical, and inverse gradient architectures. This breakthrough opens new possibilities for creating polymers with tailored properties for advanced applications in fields like nanomedicine, adaptive biomaterials, and responsive systems. Recent advances in catalytic precision engineering are breaking limitations, offering new avenues for creating polymers with well-defined sequence structures. The research showcases a novel approach to sequence-controlled polymerization through a dual catalytic system involving PPNOAC and SALA-3CL catalysts, providing a robust platform for designing polymers with digital precision. This level of precision could lead to innovations in biomedical devices and industries focused on advanced electronics, data storage, and environmental sustainability.
Adaptive supply chain model tackles fluctuating demand and emission tax pressure. A new study from researchers at the University of Burdwan, Jahangirnagar University, and Tecnológico de Monterrey introduces an optimal control-based supply chain model that addresses fluctuating market demand and carbon emission regulations. By treating production rate as a dynamic variable instead of a fixed value, the model optimizes production decisions to reduce emissions while improving coordination between manufacturers and retailers. Using metaheuristic algorithms, the study found the equilibrium optimizer algorithm to be the most effective method. This research offers a practical approach for sustainable and economically viable supply chain operations in industries like steel, cement, chemicals, consumer goods, and logistics. By adjusting production dynamically, companies can balance cost, demand fluctuations, and emission targets in the face of tightening global emission taxes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.